I'm sorry, Commander, but things have changed. It's not just being a civilian. I have other commitments. I'm sure you'll understand. It's not wise at times like these.
But
I can find my way, Commander. Best wishes, of course.
Watching eyes could not have missed that cool, formal, and very unfriendly parting. The newly refurbished yacht, Sweet Delight, lay one final shift cycle in the space-enhanced docks as Harris Serrano inspected every millimeter of its interior. Forest green carpet soft underfoot, crisp green, blue, white, paisley-patterned wall covering in the dining salon. She pushed from her mind the secret knowledge that it was all made of reconstituted cockroaches. At least the ship didn't smell like cockroaches anymore. The galley and pantries, left in gleaming white and steel by Lady Cecilia's command, had no odd odors. In the recreation section, everything looked perfect. The swimming pool had its new screen programs. Harris flicked through them to be sure the night sky had been removed. Lady Cecilia didn't want any sudden darkness to remind her of the months of blindness she'd endured. The massage lounger had its new upholstery. The riding simulator had a new saddle and a whole set of new training cubes, including the two most recent wear-in trials recordings. The crew quarters, while not quite as luxurious as the owner's section, had more amenities than crews could expect anywhere else. Harris's own suite reflected a new comfort with her civilian status. She had installed a larger bed, a comfortable upholstered chair, and chosen more colorful appointments. Down in the holds, she checked for any leftover debris from the renovation. She had already found a narrow triangle of wall covering and two odd-shaped bits of carpet.
Harris!
Harris grinned and backed out of the number three hold. Cecilia would want to see for herself that every single cockroach cage had been removed.
Coming!
But Cecilia's rejuvenation had left her with more energy than she could contain. Here she was, striding down the corridor at top speed.
Did you know about this?
Cecilia waved a hard copy at her. She had bright patches of color on her cheeks, and her short red hair seemed to be standing on end.
What?
Lady Cecilia, furious, made most people move quickly out of her way. Harris, secure in her status as captain and friend, stood her ground.
This court decision.
Court decision? On your competency?
Of course the court would restore full competency to Cecilia. It would be crazy to pretend that this individual was anything but competent.
No, on the yacht.
No. What about it?
The court has decided against the petition of my family to set aside that portion of my will which left you the yacht. Therefore, the yacht belongs to you.
Harris stared at her.
That's ridiculous. You're not comatose, you're competent. That reverses all the bequests. You told me that.
Yes, it does. Or it would have, that is, if that idiot Berenice and her fat-headed husband hadn't quarreled with my will and involved the court directly in that instance. Because the matter came under separate adjudication, don't you love this verbiage? The court's decision is final and not reversed by my regaining competence. And the court decided in your favor, thank goodness, or otherwise it would have been Berenice's. It's your yacht.
Harris raked a hand through her dark hair. She had not even thought about the bequest or the court's decision since Cecilia had been declared competent.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. I can't... What am I supposed to do with a yacht? Or you without one? I won't take it. I'll give it back to you.
You can't give it back. Not unless you're willing to pay the penalty tax. It's within the legal limit for a bequest, but not a gift.
Oh, dear.
Harris had no idea what that tax would be. But her own affairs were somewhat confused at the moment, thanks to the abrupt changes in the government. She didn't know if she had enough credits to pay the tax or not.
Oh, it's not so bad. I suppose you'll run it as a charter, and suppose you'll let me charter it.
Of course, if that's what it takes, but... Oh, what a mess.
Still, she felt a little jolt of delight at the base of her brain. Her own ship. Not even a fleet captain owned a ship outright. She fought back unseemly glee with little struggle when she realized the other implications of ownership. Docking fees, repairs, crew salaries. All her responsibility now. Cecilia's expression suggested she had already thought of these things and was enjoying Harris's realization.
Don't worry. I'll pay generously. I'll supply my own staff, cook, gardener.
Of course.
And there were bound to be legalities associated with running a charter, too. Harris had no idea what kind of contractual agreement owners needed with those who hired them, not to mention what permits she might need from whatever government bureaus were still grinding out the daily quota of paperwork.
Kevil Mahoney. He can tell you where to go for legal advice if you don't want the same person who argued your case for the bequest.
Thanks. It would have been so much easier.
I know. And I don't blame you for fighting back when my family acted like such idiots. It's not your fault, though I was mad enough to grind you into powder, too. Just when I'd gotten her back to a decent look, instead of that lavender and teal abomination. Berenice will pay for this. I've filed suit against them, and I intend to make up every fee they cost me.
I'm sorry. It's just that I thought if I had the ship, I could help you.
And you did. And don't lie to me, Harris Serrano. I may be rejuvenated, but I didn't lose 80 years of experience. 1 second after you were appalled, you were delighted. You've always wanted your own ship.
Yes, I did. And I tried to fight it down.
Don't.
Her employer, still her employer, even though the terms would be different now, gave her a wicked grin. Harris had found Lady Cecilia de Marctos to be formidable enough as an unrejuvenant. Clearly, that had been the mellow form.
Nobody knows what the government's going to do now. Bunny seems to be running things with the same bureaucrats, except for poor Piercy. I don't myself think it was Piercy's fault, but everyone's afraid he was in it with Lorenza.
Surprising tolerance from someone who had been Lorenza's helpless victim, for someone planning to sue her family. Family that had, however ineptly, tried to protect her interests. This was no time to argue, though. Harris looked away and spotted another bit of scrap from the renovation.
I don't hate Piercy. I don't even hate Lorenza. Although if she stood in front of me, I would kill her without a second thought, as I would kill anyone that vile. I do hate to think of her running around loose somewhere.
I don't think she is. A few of my crew had a bone to pick with the individual who gave the orders that led to Irulan's death.
Namely, Oblo, Meharry, Petrus, and Sirkin, though she didn't intend to mention names where anyone might have left a censer.
The, remaining biological contaminants were assaulted into her quarters. In the ensuing investigation, it was discovered that she had a very efficient lethal chamber built into her counseling booths.
I didn't hear about this.
Station security didn't allow it to be used. They thought it would cause panic, and they were probably right. Just the discovery of that many illicit biologicals could panic station dwellers. Anyway, they also found items the lady could not account for, which apparently match with jewels known to the insurance databases as Lorenza's.
And you found out because?
I found out because I have the best damn data tech in or out of Fleet, m'lady, and that's all I'll say here and now.
Huh. Then suppose you come to my suite, if you still consider it my suite, and we'll decide where your ship is headed and whether I want to tag along.